We called a meeting for the community to listen to Mr. Costello's development plans of the Cushion, the old Cushion site, where we last Thursday we came to our attention that it was being developed into a slurry lagoon holding site. I approached Mr. Costello and asked him would he first of all stop until we had a chance to look at it. We've been on to our local representatives and the county council, the environment section and planning, looking for questions to be answered on if there was an exemption for this development or permission. And it turns out there hasn't. There's neither. So yeah, we had to have the meeting tonight to get Mr. Costello's plans on what was taking place.
Fair to say, based on the feeling here, and I mean, there was about 150, 200 people all crammed in here to the Cross Keys, and the community are standing firm and standing strong.
Absolutely, yeah. Very, very annoyed, very worried people. But we got Mr. Costello assured us that he will cease development and let the council do due diligence, and he will. So we're happy with that. We just hope he will stick to his word and honour that.
And I suppose on top of the environmental impact, maybe the smell impact as well, I think what annoyed people most was the way in which it's been done. The proper process wasn't followed here, and that was quite clear.
Absolutely. Mr. Costello assured me that he had his plant in early, there was no smell. That's not the case. He told me he went to the community, he went to three people. So, yeah, it hasn't been. He told me initially he had an exemption. He doesn't.
So where do you go from here then as a community? What happens? Because this has all kind of landed on you fairly quickly.
We are relying on the council now to do it right. We're expecting environment out tomorrow to the site. So the proper channels, Mr. Costello will look for his planning permission. And we will be watching very carefully to see what happens there.
Yeah, well, I think the developer didn't realise what he was coming up against. He thought he could just do what he expected he could do and not consult us. And he went ahead over our wishes, and we came together and, you know, we contacted Kildare County Council and we submitted unauthorised development forms, and this is the result. I found out on Friday evening, and this is Tuesday evening, so we really galvanised. It's a great community for coming together when there is an issue. And, you know, everybody has their livelihoods here, their families here. They don't want something that will really be a health and safety issue down the line.
There were some people from Nerney here as well talking about the smell that they've had to endure over the last number of years. Okay, the company is there, it's employing local people, but there is that smell, and the locals said that, and they were kind of saying, we don't want the same thing to happen to yourselves in Kildangan.
Well, absolutely not. I mean, it was great to have people from Nerney because they have the lived experience of being right beside the site over there. So anytime he said that there is no smell in Nerney, we knew that there was. Anytime that he said that there had been no breaches, we knew that there were. We had been on to the Environmental Protection Agency. We had looked up reports. He has been cited several times. You know, it wasn't fair to come to this community and expect that we would just roll over. I mean, that's not how it's done. And I think, you know, the nitrates derogation and everything, we need to make sure that our water quality is kept.
And where to now, then?
Where to now? Well, I mean, we want the site returned to its original state, which is, you know, he has brought in untested soil from other areas. He wasn't sure where the soil came from. And then he needs to go, if he wants to develop that site, he needs to go and have pre-planning meetings with the council. He needs to submit formal applications to the council. Then that comes back to the community. And then we'll have a public consultation with him and his plans as they are written down. But to come and just bring your diggers in and, you know, do something with no rules in place. I mean, there's no health and safety. And, you know, we also brought up the subject of insurance. I mean, are his workers insured there? You know, they're doing work on a site that doesn't have permission.
And I suppose finally then the key answer that you got here and the key takeaway from the meeting is the commitment from him, Mr. Costello, that he's going to desist the work until further communication comes from the council. And I think a lot of people were happy with that. The firm commitment, it took a while to get it, but a firm commitment that he's going to stop working immediately at the Cushing.
Well, he did say it was a firm commitment, but then he also admitted that he only has 50% of the decision-making process in his hands. So, we'll have to wait and see, but we will be keeping a close eye on it.